Protecting the FBI from further security breaches and scandal will be among the responsibilities of the Bureau's new chief. President Bush has nominated Robert Mueller III to succeed Louis Freeh and become the sixth director of the FBI. Mr. Mueller is the U.S. attorney headquartered in San Francisco and is a popular choice for Republicans and Democrats. He led the Justice Department's criminal division in the first Bush administration, and he served as acting deputy attorney general earlier this year. The FBI Robert Mueller inherits is bigger and more complicated than ever. Nearly 30,000 employees, a $3.4 billion budget, in need of focus, direction, and a boost in morale. To discuss all this, Michael Bromwich, former Inspector General at the Justice Department. He joins us in the studio. Hi, Mr. Bromwich. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
And Robert Blitzer, a former domestic terrorism chief for the FBI. He joins us from his office in McLean, Virginia. Hello, Mr. Blitzer.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
First, let's begin with you. What kinds of priorities does Mr. Mueller have to make at the very beginning to turn the FBI around?
Well, at the very beginning, I think he's going to have a lot of help. I think there are various congressional investigations as well as other reviews that are going to be done. And I think he needs to take a careful measure of those things. At the same time, I think he has to independently take a look at where the Bureau is at this point in time, how he perceives his leadership. And I'm certain that he's the type of individual that will set strong priorities as he gets his feet on the ground.
Mr. Bromwich, agree, disagree, anything to add?
I think there is a real problem at the outset of Mr. Mueller's tenure in figuring out how to deal with the various ongoing inquiries. I think it's a very difficult stretch of water that the FBI is going to be going through for some period of time. Congressional oversight hearings, the Inspector General investigations of the Hansen and McVeigh matters, Judge Webster's review of security procedures in the Hansen matter, and he has to make the right noises both internally within the FBI and externally to his various publics, including Congress, the Justice Department, and the public generally. I think the FBI is probably, with the possible exception of the IRS, the most powerful federal agency that exists. And as a result, in order to give the public confidence that it is doing the right thing, he's got to cooperate with the inquiries, and yet he's not going to bend so far that the FBI feels they have a new leader that doesn't have a backbone.
Robert Mueller's been described as a man who has experience with the FBI, but is not of the FBI. So what does that mean to you, Mr. Bromwich? It means he's a new broom and it'll make the sweeping go more easily for him internally or not?
I think he has the advantage of knowing the FBI from the perspective of a prosecutor for close to 25 years. So he knows the Bureau's strong points. He also knows its weak points. And he is certainly alive to the various problems that it's been experiencing recently. So I think it is an advantage that he's an outsider, will be perceived by the outside world to be an outsider and therefore not a captive of the FBI bureaucracy. And yet, because he knows the FBI so well from his perspective of various positions in the Justice Department, he will get a running start on trying to address some of its problems.
Do you agree with that, Mr. Blitzer, or is the bureaucracy more intransigent than that?
I think that the FBI will, and the bureaucracy and his senior staff will do everything possible to help him. And because let's face it, after the many things that have happened recently, they need to get by it and they need to move ahead and do the kind of job that the American people expect and demand of the FBI. So I think that's right.
From the get-go, what does he have to do differently from what Louis Freeh did?
I think he has to be more welcoming of external oversight. I think he needs to develop a closer relationship with the Justice Department and not pursue an independent congressional and public agenda from the Justice Department. My sense is that that is one of the reasons that Bob Mueller was selected, is because he's a team player, is because he's a creature of the Justice Department and has very strong relationships with people in it.
Mr. Blitzer, anything to add to that, what he has to do differently from Louis Freeh?
Well, I just think he's facing a totally different FBI coming through. In addition to what Mr. Bromwich says, I just think he's facing a totally different FBI. I think he's facing an FBI with that has where many of the senior people have left, and now you have an extremely young population of new agents that are out there, you know, working for the Bureau and for the nation. I think that's a big thing. I think also that he's just facing such a different world than Louis Freeh. And Louis Freeh tried to, at least in my view, he tried to put the Bureau out in terms of combating international crime, terrorism, and the challenges of counterintelligence. And he had really had a lot on his plate for a long period of time. Many of those things that Louis did do, I think Mr. Mueller will have to evaluate and decide how he is going to do it. But it's just a different FBI today.
Question to the two of you. How can you tell who's been a great chief of the FBI and who has not? There have only been this handful. He becomes number six in a history of 80 years, something like that. So what are the clues, Mr. Bromwich?
That's a great question. We don't have that much of a basis for measuring it. I think it's unfair to evaluate the success of an FBI director solely according to whether major problems have cropped up on his or her watch. The way you should try to measure success is if the FBI director clearly announces what priorities he's pursuing, and at the end of some period of time, whether it be 5 years or the end of his 10-year tenure, he has achieved many of those goals, including revising those goals as he goes forward, then he's a success.
Anything to add to that, Mr. Blixton?
You know, so many of these gentlemen have, you know, they've faced wars, they've faced just gigantic cases, and for the most part have been successful, but I think the measure of each directorship is just as Mr. Bromwich said, is, you know, what were they confronted with? How did they handle it? How did they set their priorities? And at the end of the day, what did it look like?
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Robert Blitzer, once domestic terrorism chief for the FBI, Michael Bromwich, former inspector general at the Justice Department.